Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into homeostasis. It's the reason your body hasn't rage quit yet. Seriously, without it, we'd all be a hot mess, literally.
Right on. I mean, imagine if your body just decided to throw in the towel every time you got stressed. We'd be sweating bullets and shivering in the corner.
Or worse, we'd be like those cats you see juggling. Totally fine until one of them decides to plot a coup. Homeostasis is like trying to keep those cats in line while they're plotting their escape.
Exactly. And speaking of escapes, let's kick things off with a little quiz. Which organ do you think panics first in a crisis?
Oh, I know this one. It's the adrenal glands, right? They're like the body's emergency response team, always ready to hit the panic button.
Spot on. They're like that friend who always has a dramatic reaction to everything. You know, the one who yells fire when someone just burns their toast.
Ha! So true. But in all seriousness, homeostasis is crucial for maintaining our physiological stability. Without it, we'd be lost in a chaotic world of bodily dysfunction.
And that's what we're here to explore today. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of how our bodies try to keep it all together before we all end up in a state of total disarray.
So let's talk about what happens when homeostasis goes off the rails. Picture your body as a thermostat with commitment issues, constantly fluctuating between hot and cold, never quite settling down. It's a recipe for chaos.
Fair point. When things go wrong, it can lead to some serious health issues. Take dehydration, for instance. Your body tries to conserve water, but if it goes too far, you're left feeling like a raisin in the sun.
Right, and then there's hyperglycemia. Your body's like, let's pump out some insulin, but sometimes it overcompensates, kind of like trying to fix a leaky faucet with a fire hose.
Ah, the classic overcorrection. And don't even get me started on hypoxia. Your body's gasping for air, and it's like a bad horror movie. Everything's dark, and you just know something's lurking around the corner.
No kidding. It's a classic case of trying to fix a problem, but making things worse. It's like when you try to help a friend with their relationship, and you end up making it 10 times messier.
Exactly. And the body's attempts to restore balance can sometimes lead to even more issues. It's like a game of whack-a-mole. Just when you think you've solved one problem, another one pops up.
So true. The lesson here is that homeostasis isn't just about keeping things stable. It's about finding that delicate balance. When the body tries too hard to fix things, it can lead to a cascade of issues that are anything but chill.
And that's why understanding these disruptions is key. It's not just about knowing what's wrong. It's about grasping how the body's attempts to correct itself can sometimes spiral out of control.
All right, let's dive into how the body reacts when homeostasis is disrupted. Think of negative feedback as that responsible roommate who always makes sure the thermostat is set just right. When things heat up, they kick in to cool things down, like a well-timed air conditioner.
Fair point. Negative feedback is all about stability, but then there's positive feedback, which is like that party guest who just won't leave. They keep the good times rolling until the whole place is a disaster zone.
Right on. Positive feedback can spiral out of control. It's like when you're trying to fix a leaky faucet and suddenly you've got a full-blown water feature in your kitchen.
Exactly. And these feedback loops are crucial for maintaining balance. Without them, our bodies would be like a ship without a rudder, adrift and in chaos.
And let's not forget the real-world analogies. Picture an air conditioning system. When it gets too hot, the AC kicks in, but if it's broken, you're left sweating like you just ran a marathon.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And when we talk about bank overdrafts, that's another way to visualize it. You keep spending thinking you can fix it, but then you're in deeper trouble.
So true. The takeaway here is that feedback mechanisms are essential for our survival. They help us navigate the turbulent waters of physiology, but when they malfunction, we can end up in a real pickle.
And that's why understanding these reactions is key. It's not just about knowing what's happening. It's about grasping how our bodies attempt to maintain that precious balance. It is even when it feels like everything is falling apart.
So, let's dive into some clinical clues and confusions. Take fever, for instance. It's like your body's way of throwing a tantrum. I'm not feeling well, so let's crank up the heat. But it's not always a sign of something serious.
Fair point. Sometimes a fever is just your body's way of saying, I'm fighting off a cold. But then again, it can also mean there's a much bigger issue lurking in the shadows, like an infection or inflammation.
Right on. And let's not forget about shock. It's like your body's emergency alert system going off. You might see tachycardia, which can be a sign of heroism or desperation, depending on the context.
No kidding! It's a classic case of, is it a hero or a villain? When your heart races, it's trying to compensate for something, but it doesn't always mean everything's peachy.
And speaking of confusion, electrolyte imbalances can really throw a wrench in the works. One minute you're fine, and the next you're feeling dizzy or cramping. It's like your body's version of a bad game of telephone.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And then there's the misconception that homeostasis always equals health. That's a myth, folks. Sometimes your body's just doing a terrible job of keeping things balanced.
Exactly. The lesson here is that clinical signs can be misleading. A fever might not always mean you're sick, and a racing heart can be a cry for help, or just your body's way of dealing with stress.
So it's crucial to look beyond the surface. Understanding these clues can help us decipher what's really going on, even when the signals are mixed. It's like solving a mystery, one symptom at a time.
So how do we actually find out when homeostasis is failing? It's all about the lab values, vitals, and imaging. Think of it as the body's way of sending out an SOS signal, and we're the detectives trying to decipher the clues.
Fair point. For instance, when you see a pH change in blood gas results, it's like a red flag waving in the wind. It's saying, hey, something's off here. But interpreting those results can feel like reading a foreign language.
Right on. And then there's potassium levels. If they swing too high or too low, it's like your heart's throwing a party. Except no one's invited, and it's getting out of control.
Exactly! And when your blood gas throws a tantrum, it can lead to some serious consequences. It's like trying to calm down a toddler who's just discovered sugar.
No kidding. And let's not forget the importance of vital signs. They're our first line of defense. A high heart rate could mean excitement or a sign that your body is in distress, be sure.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And imaging can be a game changer too. It's like having a backstage pass to see what's really going on inside.
So true. The takeaway here is that these tools help us detect homeostatic failure before it spirals out of control. It's all about connecting the dots and understanding the bigger picture.
And that's why we need to be vigilant. Every lab value, every symptom tells a story. It's up to us to piece it together and ensure our patients stay on the right track.
All right, let's get weird. Homeostasis can lead to some truly bizarre situations, like Addisonian crises. Imagine your body suddenly deciding it's on a vacation from producing cortisol. It's like your adrenal glands are saying, I'm out of here.
Fair point. And when that happens, you can end up with low blood pressure and fatigue. It's like trying to run a marathon without any training. Your body just can't keep up.
Right on. Then there's SIADH, Syndrome of Inappropriate Antidiuretic Hormone Secretion. It sounds fancy, but it's basically your body holding on to water like it's a prized possession. You end up with diluted sodium levels, and suddenly you're feeling like a water balloon.
No kidding! And don't forget heat stroke at a cosplay convention. Picture it. Someone dressed as a giant ice cream cone, sweating bullets because their body can't cool down. It's a recipe for disaster!
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. When your body overcorrects in these weird situations, it often leads to chaos. It's like trying to fix a leaky faucet with duct tape. Sure, it might hold for a bit, but it's not a long-term solution.
Exactly. And that's the kicker. What happens when your body overcorrects? Spoiler alert, it's rarely good. It's like your body going on a roller coaster ride without a safety harness.
So true. The lesson here is that while our bodies are amazing at trying to maintain balance, sometimes they take a detour into the bizarre. It's all part of the wild ride of homeostasis.
And that's why understanding these weird scenarios can help us better appreciate how our bodies function. Or malfunction. It's a strange world out there, folks.
So, let's share our favorite takeaways from today's episode. I have to say, my top metaphor is that aldosterone is like a clingy ex, always trying to hold on to sodium and never letting go. It's a bit much, don't you think?
Spot on. And I'd say positive feedback is the plot of every bad action movie. You know, where everything escalates until it's just ridiculous. One little explosion leads to a full-blown disaster.
Right on. And for me, I think buffer systems are your body's PR team. They're always there, smoothing things over when the situation gets tense. It's like they're saying, don't worry, we've got this.
No kidding! It's fascinating how these concepts can be so relatable. It's like our bodies are just trying to keep the peace in a chaotic world.
Exactly. And when we think about homeostasis, it's all about balance. Finding that sweet spot is key, whether it's sodium, potassium, or just keeping your cool during a stressful day.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And the beauty is, even when things go awry, our bodies have a way of trying to fix it, most of the time anyway.
So true! The takeaway here is that understanding these quirky metaphors not only makes the science more digestible, but also adds a bit of humor to the serious business of pathology.
And that's what we're all about here, making learning fun while diving into the wild world of homeostasis and beyond.
So, let's wrap things up with a quick recap of what we've learned today. Homeostasis is like the tightrope walker of our bodies, balancing everything from temperature to pH levels. When things go awry, it can lead to some pretty wild situations.
Fair point. We've seen how disruptions can lead to conditions like dehydration and hyperglycemia. It's like your body's thermostat has gone haywire and suddenly you're in a sauna or an icebox.
Right on. And we talked about feedback mechanisms. Negative feedback is that responsible roommate, while positive feedback is the party guest who just won't leave. It's all about maintaining that balance, folks.
No kidding! And we also highlighted some clinical clues, like fever and shock, showing us that homeostasis isn't always a sign of health. Sometimes it's a cry for help.
Exactly, and we learned how lab values and imaging can help us detect when homeostasis is failing. It's like being detectives in a medical mystery.
Not textbooked, yeah, but technically not wrong. So the key takeaway is that understanding these concepts can help us appreciate the complexity of our bodies and maybe even laugh a little along the way.
So true. Homeostasis is a wild ride, and it's important to remember that our bodies are constantly working to keep things in check, even when it feels like chaos is reigning.
And that's what makes this journey so fascinating. Need to keep an eye on those signs, folks, because your body's always trying to tell you something.
Well, folks, it's time to wrap up this wild ride through the world of homeostasis. Remember, your body is like a circus performer, juggling all those functions to keep you alive and well. It's a delicate balance, and sometimes the juggling act goes a bit awry.
Fair point. So as we sign off, keep in mind that homeostasis isn't just a fancy word. It's the reason you're not a hot mess right now. Your body is constantly working behind the scenes to keep everything in check.
Right on. And if you ever feel off, just remember your body's probably doing 12 things to fix it and still complaining about it. It's like a teenager trying to clean their room while simultaneously texting their friends.